This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Larimer County Sheriff has ordered more evacuations because of the Cameron Peak fire. Reporter Miles Blumhart with the Fort Collins Coloradoan.
There's mandatory evacuations all the way down to Masonville. Glen Haven is on mandatory evacuation. The fire right now is racing down the Buckhorn Canyon, 50 to 60 mile an hour winds. Redstone Canyon, which is right on the west side of Horsetooth, is on voluntary evacuation. So things are moving very, very quickly today.
The 135,000-acre Cameron Peak fire is west of Fort Collins and is 56% contained. More than 181,000 Colorado voters have returned their ballots. Boulder County Clerk Molly Fitzpatrick says ballots put in drop boxes are picked up daily.
They're under 24-hour video surveillance. And they are bolted to the ground, and bipartisan teams of election judges actually are the ones to drive out to those ballot boxes and collect those ballots.
Fitzpatrick says the ballots are collected, put in sealed bins to prevent tampering, and taken to the processing center. A recent CPR News investigation found that since 2016, 100,000 ballots have been rejected by clerks in Colorado, largely because of mismatched signatures. Broncos running back Melvin Gordon is facing DUI charges and could be suspended for a few games by the NFL. 9 News reports police pulled him over for speeding in downtown Denver last night. This is CPR News.